welcome to the Podcast Insider. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Hey, we're all the way up to episode 210. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right, and it's already here, almost the end of September. It's nuts, but we got a little bit of news for you. We got some best practices. Matter of fact, the news item is going to be probably the thing we talk about the most. Yeah. Then we got some stuff hot off the press at Blueberry. Stuff going on there. There's no interview this week. Matter of fact, the interview I had scheduled canceled literally 10 minutes ago. So they rescheduled for next week. So hopefully we'll have their interview next week. And then we got some support stuff for you, of course, as well. Podcasting things are flying around Spotify. And they keep trying to push the envelope here. Spotify is testing polls. So I saw some screenshots of what they're looking to do, Mike, and it looks like right underneath your Spotify listing, you're going to be able to enter a poll. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't typically look at my screen once I've started a podcast. Do you?
Yeah, not really. I usually just start a playlist and stick the thing back in my pocket or put it in the dash in the car and just listen. I don't look at things generally on the phone, but, you know, some people might.
Yeah. So this is an option for you. And the thing I worry about is that you're pigeonholing your audience a little bit. So if you tell them to go over to Spotify and take a poll, well, you're driving to Spotify, you're not driving them to your site. So if you're going to do a poll, why not do a poll on your own website? There's lots of free trials of sites that allow you to create a poll, SurveyMonkey, a variety of different places. So why not do a poll right on your own website?
Yeah, and, just ask. If you want, someone to respond to a question, just ask within the show. We do that all the time. We say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? That kind of thing. And that information's going to go further and wider than having something on a particular app that, a lot of listeners won't ever see it.
True. So, I don't consume podcasts primarily on Spotify. I go on there once in a while and look, but I primarily consume stuff on a podcasting app. So I think this is really, something to think about if you're going to do a poll. Now, if you have a huge Spotify audience, well, maybe, but I want them to do that poll on my website. And remember, people are still listening on demand. So they're going to go there, listen to your show. You say, hey, I got a, whatever it may be, maybe let's do a demographic survey. I've got a question about this content. Yeah, send them over to your personal website. Build your brand versus building Spotify. But Podcast Movement, wow, they landed a big speaker, didn't they, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Mark Cuban, famous for selling Broadcast.com back in the day, but the billionaire that's on the show Shark Tank. There we go. And he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and everything. But, yeah, he's going to be the keynote or one of the keynotes on Podcast Movement Virtual.
So it should be an interesting keynote to see what his thought is on the media space and specifically podcasting. He's not doing a podcast currently, so it is an interesting pick. So maybe he's going to have an announcement there. I don't know. Time will tell, but we'll see. Also, the folks at Zoom, they've released a new soundboard designed for podcasting. It looks really kind of like the Rodecaster Pro to a certain extent.
Yeah, it has kind of that look. It looks like you can plug in 6 microphones where the Rodecaster only allows 4 XLR inputs, but I don't know much about the functionality yet. They do have a video on their site, and B&H has a demo of it or whatever, but yeah, it looks cool. Same idea as the Rodecaster, and that'll be available in November. I didn't see any pricing anywhere, either here or on the B&H site. But
I've got a, for those of you on the live stream, I've got a picture of it up there of what it looks like. And so, well, we'll see. So I think they figured out here, Mike, that podcasters fell in love with the Rodecaster and decided to to jump on the bandwagon and make something compatible that, or something similar.
Yeah, well, this is kind of the same thing. You know, I think Adam Curry had the right idea with his thing that he tried to do, but didn't get enough support on. And then Rodecaster came out, and now this, and I think there's a couple other ones in the works. So that'd be great. You know, these type of devices are great for beginner podcasters that want to step their game up, because it's kind of a, you know, a studio in a box. Mm-hmm. And this one looks a little smaller than the Rodecaster, which may be an advantage for traveling.
So we'll see. I'm sure we're going to see lots of reviews on it as well. So this next topic is one that is very interesting. And I think I want to preface, before I talk about this article, about the power of podcasting. You know, we all know that freedom of speech is widely regarded in podcasting, and the ability to say what you want to say, interview who you want to interview, and really no constraints to that. Now, freedom of speech comes with a price. If you say something about someone and they decide to sue you, that's one thing. Or if you say something and it pisses off a certain demographic of people, that's another. And but so far, the beauty about podcasting has been is that we've been able to allow a large amount of diversified voices be able to say what they want to say. Now, granted, even here at Blueberry, if you say something like hate speech, or if you say you're going to harm someone, well, you know, you're probably short-lived as a customer with us. It's just because it goes against our terms of service. But if you are espousing a position or an opinion, or have a guest on that is not, what's a better word, Mike?
Well, you know, there's certain guests or certain people out there that certain other people want to just cancel, I guess would be the right term for that. And, you know, you don't have to listen. But anyway, the story is that a lot of the Spotify employees, or well, some anyway, are threatening to do a full-blown strike or a walkout if they're not allowed to remove certain things from Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, they say they're going to strike if Joe Rogan's episodes are not edited or removed. And that is really, if you think about it, it's very scary. But it also gives you a little bit of caution, you know, and Joe's really, once he goes to Spotify, he's really not going to be a podcast anymore. He's just going to be a show over on Spotify, because you're not going to be able to subscribe to it like a regular podcast. And I'm just hoping Joe has a real strong agreement with Spotify and exit clauses if they decide to, you know, try to do what they're attempting to do here, is to silence him and to censor him and his guest. This should be of real concern to every podcaster. Can you imagine, Mike, if I, as the founder of Blueberry, went to a show and said, "You shall strike this interview from your content, or you cannot be a customer of Blueberry anymore." Now, that would spread like wildfire. And we would have customers leave us by the thousands. If anyone thought that I, as a service provider, was trying to censor their shows, people would be outraged, simply outraged, if I tried to do that. Now, why? Is Spotify knows what they got into with Joe. They know the type of guest he's had, and they want to have editorial oversight over his show.
Yeah, well, to be fair, management is backing up Joe so far, and you know, so it just seems to be some of the employees of Spotify that are having the major problem with it. So we'll see how long that lasts.
But what happens now Okay, so let's say they get their way. Let's say Joe Rogan's podcast is editorialized and Joe is put under a screw. Let's just assume. What happens to the rest of the podcasts that are on Spotify that have been distributed there by regular podcasters that don't get a penny of income from Spotify? What happens when their shows are become censored or removed because someone at Spotify doesn't agree with the content? You know, they quit becoming a platform, and they become a news outlet.
Yeah,
this is the problem Twitter run into. This is, and people don't understand this. At Blueberry, I do not go and search for content that may violate a terms of service. If someone sends us an email and says, we think this show and this episode violated your terms of service, then I turn that over to legal, and legal makes a judgment call whether it was, if it violates our terms of service. But I don't go searching for it.
Right. We're not allowed to, as a platform,
right,
edit the content. It's, either you get it or you don't.
But not even edit. We're talking about selectively pick shows to be removed or episodes to be removed. I can't do that and maintain my safe harbors position. Right. Now, Spotify is not a company that is centrally located in the United States. They're, they are not a U.S. corporation. Most people don't remember that. They do have an office in New York. So this to me is very, very scary. So what we have now, potentially, and again, this hasn't happened yet, but if Spotify does apply editorial oversight on the Joe Rogan Experience, which is, again, no longer going to be a podcast, then this is troubling. And they didn't acquire the Joe Rogan Experience. They licensed the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, well, we don't know what that agreement is either. Well, and Joe signed an agreement, so whatever he signed, he stuck with, unfortunately.
So basically, let me read this first paragraph, and I think this is what should make podcasters concerned. Last week, we first reported, and this is on digitalmusicnews.com, we first reported Spotify employees were demanding direct editorial oversight over the recently acquired Joe Rogan Experience podcast. That would include the ability to directly edit or remove sections of upcoming interviews or block the uploading of episodes deemed problematic. The employees also demand the ability to add trigger warnings, corrections, and references to fact-checked articles and topic discussed by Rogan in the course of his multi-hour discussions. Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe Joe would have signed an agreement that allowed that. So,
Never.
I certainly wouldn't sign an agreement like that. You know, and Spotify kind of has a history of removing particular shows from their...
We know that, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, we get those notices for podcasts that are on Blueberry. You know, they say, we've removed this from Spotify because of this. And, it's usually, something that they deemed that they didn't agree with or they thought was false or whatever. Yeah. But free speech allows you to be full of crap.
Yeah.
If you're full of crap, it's up to your audience.
And again, I think the thing our audience here has to realize is your show and what you talk about at risk from censorship by these platforms. And this, again, we don't see, we kind of see from time to time, it looks like shows have been censored over there. They've been removed. Episodes have been removed. Shows have been delisted with no explanation why. And we have to tell the podcasters, we don't know. You have to talk to Spotify. So what happens then, Mike, when Pandora, and I'm not saying they're going to do this. This is speculative on my part. What happens then when these types of editorial standards start being applied to content widely across all these platforms? Well, what you then are, and then what you have, at least in my opinion, is you have a segment of the podcast distribution space that is being editorialized and shaped and managed to meet the expectations of employees and or the brand.
Right.
Now, I think this is where, when we go back to thinking about podcasting and why it is as it is no one is going to control what we say on this show. No one's going to control what they say. Because we're going to put out content as we see fit, because we have control of our RSS feed. We have control of distribution. If Spotify doesn't like this show and removes it, no biggie. We're in 25 different other places to be consumed. But it does raise questions on whether or not, because someone gets pissy, whether or not a show is on a platform. So the difference here is, shows that have been removed from these platforms already, there's no publicity around them because no one knows who they are. It's just getting a lot of attention because it's Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, the thing is, you don't have to be on these platforms. And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But you look at Apple. Now, Apple hasn't traditionally done that, but Apple controls a big chunk of the distribution space due to their API and all that. And if they decided that your show is no longer fit for Apple, they'll take you out of Apple, but that also takes you out of a lot of other things.
That's right.
And, you know, I guess that's up to them, but, you know, it's a slippery slope. If we allow a lot of this to happen without raising some concerns, you know, it could change, you know, what the listeners have access to.
Now, just remember, the Joe Rogan Experience is no longer technically a podcast after it switches over to Spotify completely. You will not be able to subscribe to that show. You have to go to Spotify to listen. It'll just be a show over there.
Yeah.
So the classification then changes. And Joe will no longer have that freedom. He'll have to answer to some suit. And it's pretty scary, and it could ruin his show if he agrees to tone it down or not bring in controversial guests. But I think that in itself would be a very, very sad day. Let's move on to something much more positive.
Yeah.
Charlotte Podcast Festival, October 5th through the 30th. Free sessions all month at charlottepodcastfestival.com. Lots of events going on in October. I know there's going to be a task. There's going to be another conference announced tomorrow, and we've got Podcast Movement Virtual. So lots going on.
Yeah. And this one, you know, this is a local one, but I think in the case of this thing, it's going to be more widely spread because it's online this time. You know, people don't have to travel. And, you know, of course, we've been bombarded with that stuff, you know, this year. But, you know, it's just another one of them. And I think it'll be, you know, a good thing to check out. You know, they may have some really good sessions in there.
All right. So I guess what we can do is then move on to the next segment here. Some best practice here on what apps or where do you want your podcast listed in? And here's the challenge with a little bit of this. Once you're on Apple Podcasts, you really can't say, no, I don't want to be on a specific app.
Sure.
Because most of the podcast apps are fed from Apple. So I think the thing that we've always said is you can choose where you want to be distributed to, and you don't have to be listed in all the major players. And so specifically, you came up with some points on why you would not want to be in a particular app. You want to go into some of that?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not that you don't want to be, but you probably aren't going to get a lot of listeners on certain apps. You know, if you think, you know, most of your potential listeners may not use whatever particular app. Say, you know, like this show, I almost guarantee we don't have a lot of Spotify listeners. We have a few, I'm sure, but, you know, it's not a major part. Say a Linux podcast. So you got to do a show just about Linux. Well, chances are it's not going to do real well on Apple Podcasts compared to some of the other apps that run on Android. Say you're doing one specifically about Apple. May not do good in Google Podcasts, but it might. You know, it doesn't hurt to be in any of those places. other than the fact that, you know, you're not going to have as much success in one or the other. And I don't think it hurts to be, you know, we say be everywhere for the most part. But, you know, the other one is like, say the directory app does things you don't agree with. Example, you know, like Stitcher when they first, Stitcher when they first came out, where it was putting ads in between shows, and some
they're
people
not
didn't
doing
like that.
Now.
No, they're not now, but you know, some apps probably do or will. And you know, you don't like Spotify. I've heard people say if you're on a free Spotify account, and you're listening to podcasts over there, that they do inject ads in between shows and in between episodes, and maybe within the episode. I don't know.
I'd love to hear, you know what, Mike, I very rarely, you know, you hear about that happening. And, you know, as much as we've been talking about Spotify today, if someone hears that, if you're on a free Spotify account, I don't pay for Spotify. If you're on a free Spotify account and you hear an ad in between two episodes, please. We want to hear, and not Spotify exclusives. We want to hear about like this show and another show.
Yeah.
If you hear an ad, we want to hear from you on that. Tell us who the advertiser was.
Yeah, because, you know, but, you know, there are ads like, Podcast One famously didn't go into Stitcher because of that.
Right.
And, you know, or say that the app doesn't attribute your show to you and they make it look like they own the show. There was a couple of these new ones a couple years ago where they had a listing for your show. They had a whole other feed for your show, and there was no links back to your show at all. There was no way for anybody to tell where your show came from unless they listened to it. And you said that, like we always say, go to podcastinsider.com, no matter where you're listening.
Right.
And, you know, and if you don't like their terms of service, you know, some of them have terms of service. Famously, one company that just started recently had terms of service that said you couldn't say anything bad about them.
Right.
You know, and they've changed that now, apparently, but still, you know, if you don't want to abide by their terms of service, then don't list your show there. Now, I've personally taken my podcasts out of Spotify. That was my choice. I didn't get a lot of play over there anyway, and, you know, Spotify just does a few things that I'm not personally particularly fond of, so I choose not to be in Spotify. If you want to be there, that's great. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Be everywhere. But, you know, and then, of course, if you get an exclusive deal with a company, you may not be able to put it anywhere else. Think of, you know, like Joe with Spotify. He's not allowed now to be on Apple Podcasts with his audio show.
Well, I think it actually switches over at the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, pick and choose if you want to, or just be everywhere. That's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we don't care where you listen, as long as you listen.
Yep. And a lot of things we talk about here in the show is speculative and concerning. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's happening or has happened, but we want to give everyone a little bit of food for thought. And, you know, food for thought is where is your show going to go? You know, where do you want it to be? And I know people that we get requests from time to time. People don't want their show listed on blueberry.com, or they've quit, or maybe it's been many years and all of a sudden they don't want that work out there anymore. All kinds of options.
Right. And the beauty of it, you do it the way, the Blueberry way, you've got control over most of that.
That's right.
You know, there are some apps that go out and, you know, find feeds and add it to their directories and whatnot. And there's usually an opt-out for that kind of stuff too.
I know some hardcore folks that don't want to be anywhere. They just want their RSS feed. That's it, you know, and that's their choice.
Sure.
We'll talk about a little Blueberry news.
Yes.
And of course, next week, a week from today, actually, a week from yesterday.
Yep. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the 30th, is International Podcast Day. We want to make sure that you are all in. We want you to participate. We want you to get in the sessions. We want you to promote International Podcast Day. It's the one day of the year where you get to brag you're a podcaster. But we are doing some things. We are doing some sessions for International Podcast Day. Here from Blueberry, we are the premium sponsor, platinum sponsor, whatever they call us over there at International Podcast Day, and we're absolutely thrilled to be supporters of their event. So what's going to happen for, with us, at least, session, our first session will be at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 2 o'clock Eastern. And this is one that you are not going to miss. This is Powerful Women in Podcasting. Our guest with Mackenzie will be on with Candy O'Terry and Laura Wise, editor, producer, VO, launch assistant. They're all going to be joining Mackenzie. And Candy O'Terry, I think we talked about on the last show. Yep. You are just going to be, you're going to get a boost just by listening to this woman. She is fantastic. I really like Candy a lot. And of course, Laura as well. These are two powerful women in podcasting. And I think you'll have a good time listening to their session. It's not just for the ladies. Guys, I think you're going to walk away with some ideas. So,
Candy, yeah. I like to say she's like the Red Bull of audio.
Yes, I agree.
More energy than anybody I've seen.
that's a fact. So, anyway, so Candy and Laura will be on at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. Then Mike and I will be on at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have Adam Curry on to talk about podcast history and podcasting 2.0, the podcastindex.org. So, and then of course, immediately following the session with Adam Curry, I will be presenting the 15th annual podcast award ceremony that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. So we got a full day for International Podcast Day on September 30th. I hope you'll join us. There's lots of other presentations going on. Good lineup of stuff. And so, yeah, exciting next week.
Yeah, for sure.
But Mike, we've had a big week here at Blueberry, too.
Oh, yeah. We've been busy in the background for weeks and months and whatever, and it's finally out there. We got the new blueberry.com redesign online. Our primary services page and product pages are updated. The main homepage is updated. Much cleaner look. I think it looks really cool, but we've been working on this forever. It's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, what we've done here is a lot of the infrastructure at Blueberry was revolved around our own platform. And we haven't, you know, this is the first time truly that the marketing team has got the ability to go in here and really truly edit everything that we have designed. And we worked with a development company to basically give us, I call them block editors. And I think we've got 13 or 14 block editors, and we can rearrange, restack. This thing is absolutely, I guess for a better words, the shizniz. It's fantastic. I'm really, really happy with this new design, and we can change things now.
Yeah. It's going to be much more dynamic. Before, you know, on our own platform, only certain people in the company could get in there and edit. And of course that wasn't their primary job. So if we had a change, it might take a while. Now, if we want to change something, we just go in and change it.
Right. Yeah. It's just like yesterday, there was one thing that, you know, we did some, you know, we've been reviewing, and of course, there's always little things that got missed, and someone said, oh, you're missing a period here. And I went in and, you know, and did a comma, did a period, and just little changes like that. Believe it or not, we had to go to our dev team before. So now it's really fully in our control. And what we're going to be doing is you'll notice that some of the pages on blueberry.com still refer back to one of our older sites. And we're going to be little by little, all of our pages, all of our product pages for all the services that we offer will be migrated into this new system. So I think you'll see 2 to 3 new pages a month that become transparent to you. You won't see it. You'll just, all of a sudden you'll land on a page. Oh, that looks a little different. And, but I'm really, really excited with this new design. And again, long time coming, and, we're really jazzed about this. And we've got some other things going too, that once it's all done, so there'll be such a seamless process. The podcaster's dashboard has gone through a heavy redesign. We finally turned over to the devs the first portion of that, and now we've got segments of stuff we're going to modify. But the dashboard and the onboarding process and starting a free trial, all that stuff is going to be, we've really worked hard at it to really make Blueberry a better user experience for the new podcasters and our existing folks. So, yeah. And again, Chris in the chat, thank you for saying it looks fantastic. We agree. We think it looks beautiful too. So Chris, yep. Geo Savin is coming to Blueberry as well for a network destination. We're doing that API integration now. All right, Mike, what is next on Blueberry News?
Okay, well, we put out the newsletter, and check your spam folder. If you didn't get it, if you expected to get it, some of them might be going in there, especially if you're on Gmail. So go in there and make sure you mark it as not spam. I don't know why that happened, but people have reported that.
Yeah, we've had and one came to me, and it was directly to my address. I thought it was weird. But anyway, yeah, mark them not spam if you find them spam in your newsletter. All right. No interview this week. My interview canceled, as I said at the beginning of the show. But if you want to be part of our production here and you want to appear on Podcast Insider, all you got to do is email Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. We'll get you on the show. Drop us a note. Got plenty of opportunity to have some exposure. So what's going on in support, Mike?
Okay, well, excuse me if I get just a little in the weeds here, but I'll try not to get too geeky. First thing, accounts at Blueberry, when you say my Blueberry account, that's simply the login to Blueberry. Those accounts are free. Now, when you have a show listing, so you can have a listing on Blueberry, whether you have an account or not, but if you have an account and you claim your show or you added it yourself to our directory, you'll have a show listing. And then there's subscriptions. That's if you sign up for any of our stats or hosting, you know, our free stats, pro stats, hosting plans. So, you know, I know it's a nomenclature thing, and yeah, I wish it was a little easier, but we're unique in that way. You know, a account at Blueberry doesn't necessarily mean you have any services with us. It just means you have a login. And you can have a show listing with no services, or you can have services under a subscription. So, sorry. Yeah, anyway, don't want to get too geeky with that, but it does get a little confusing. And then we added some new stuff to our publisher system. That's for people that are publishing directly on blueberry.com and not using our WordPress plugin, PowerPress. And the subtitle box is still there. It isn't really used anywhere, but it does put the iTunes subtitle tag into the feed. So in case there is something that uses that, and Apple says they're going to be using that in the future. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to put something in there. You don't have to. Totally optional. The main text box now populates the content encoded tag. And what that means for you is...
I don't understand that at all, Mike.
I understand that. But a lot of people will call or write and say, hey, you know, I put links in my show notes and they're not showing up on Apple Podcasts. This other one shows up on Apple Podcasts. Well, that was because it was in the description tag. Now we have the option that where you're formatting and your links will show up in Apple Podcasts. So in the main text box.
So do they need to do both?
They don't need to do both. The third option is there's a description tag. But in Apple, in certain views, if you only have the content encoded tag, it's going to show your show notes without formatting, and then it'll show it below it repeated with formatting. So to avoid that, you can go to the advanced options and fill in the feed description tag for the episode. And that's unformatted text. So you could just have a little description there and a big description in the main description. I know it's geeky.
you lost me. So I think if you have questions, just email the support team. And what you need to do, we need to do is document this so people understand.
Yeah. We're working on that.
It shouldn't be this complicated.
Yeah, it's not super complicated, but a lot of people ask about this, and we finally upgraded the publisher to accommodate what they want to do. And we'll be able to guide you on how to do that. But whatever you're doing now works, and if you're happy with it, you don't need to change anything. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And then
this is useful for only for Apple Podcasts, right?
Yeah, in most cases, yes. They're okay, all the different ones use different tags in the RSS and
right,
you know. But anyway, and then the last thing, it's just a little burr under our saddle. Sometimes we'll get a support ticket or an email that says, call me, and no other information. Well, okay, if you want to call, you want to call about, you want to buy something, you want a sales call. So we need to give that to somebody that's in sales. Or if you want to talk about PowerPress, well, you know, Dave and I are and Sean are the PowerPress experts to help you with PowerPress. If you're talking about something, so we don't know what you're talking about. So instead of saying, just call me, tell us what you want. We may be able to pick out the right person to call you, or we can just handle it via email if it's something simple. So, you know, those tickets always generate three or four emails back and forth. And
just save some time, but putting some context in there so that,
yeah.
And people listening to the show probably know that already. Sadly, the folks that are reaching out on there probably don't listen to the show, Mike.
That's true, but hey, you know, got to get it out there somewhere. Usually what I'll do is I'll say, well, what would you like to talk about? And, you know, and then we can decide who gets the call if we, if we do call. So
awesome.
Anyway, sorry to be geeky and all that, but sometimes you just have to get in the weeds.
All right, then that's going to bring us to the end of Podcast Insider. And we hope that some of you have been with us live today. We appreciate it. If you've been watching live, make sure you say hello in the Facebook, in the Facebook or on Twitter or wherever you may have watched. And we want to thank everyone for being here. You can reach Mike or I at mike@blueberry.com or todd@blueberry.com. Of course, again, the interviews are available either to Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie. And email addresses apply. We said it earlier. So Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com. Use no ease, of course. And let us know what you think about our website design. Tell us what you think. Do you think we hit the mark with it? And are you looking forward to all the upcoming updates to the podcaster dashboard as well? We keep talking about it. I see it every week, but these things take a little bit longer than we always expect. But hey, thanks for being here. Mike, anything on the way out?
No, everybody have a great week. We'll see you on Podcast Day next Wednesday.
All right, internationalpodcastday.com. And a great day full of events. We're not the only speakers. There's like 30 others. So get over there, look at the schedule, and put it on your calendar. We hope that you'll participate. It's free, too. It's a free-to-attend event. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on Podcast Insider.